Blog Talk Radio.
Oh Lord, you're my shepherd. You make me lie in fields of green. You lead me by the still waters. You restore righteousness to me. Though I walk through the valley, I will fear no evil thing. For you are with me, and you comfort me. Surely goodness, love, and mercy.
Well, praise the Lord. Great news for today's world, and I hope that everyone knows the Great Shepherd. He never leaves us nor forsakes us, and that is the great news for everyone today in this world. As we trust in Him and to just worship Him, He is our Father. He promised never to leave us nor forsake us, and He is good. Hey, Sarah, how are you today?
Hey, y'all. I'm doing really good. It's nice and cool out here in Oklahoma and rainy. It's been rainy these last couple of days, but it's been really nice. It's pretty at the same time. How are y'all faring?
Yes, we agree. We're praying for a lot of the Arkansas and Oklahoma people because we have a lot of flooding going on. Our land does not perk fast, which means it doesn't absorb the rain as fast as a lot of the northeastern states. And so please, if you're listening to us, remember the people down here in the central part of the USA. But God's good. I'm going to open up with prayer, and I'm going to have Sister Sarah just take it over. Don't forget, we are the Sisters of the Lord, and we're coming live every day, Monday through Friday, 1 p.m. Central Daylight Savings Time, and the Family Church of Jesus Christ.com. There you can find our contact information. We would love to hear from you. We've been getting a few feedbacks now, and that is exciting. Even Saudi Arabia has joined us yesterday. So many countries. Hallelujah. Father God, we just worship you. We thank you for this time. Lord, let them receive your word. It is life unto our flesh, health unto our bones. And so we just thank you right now, Lord, for your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You guys, let me tell you about this lamp that my sister Robin got some time ago. So we came over to her house and noticed that there was a new lamp sitting on her table, and it's a beautiful lamp. It's multicolored. It's got beautiful little intricate designs on it with a beautiful colored shade that matches it, right? And I'm so glad she put it out there because it's meant to be shown. Just the way that it's decorated and everything, the light that it brings to the room, it's meant to stand out and to be shown. And you guys, did you know that you're a lamp? Actually, the Bible says that you are the light of the world. And I want to go into that today a little bit deeper. Miss Robin, would you mind reading Mark chapter 4, verses 21 through 22 for me?
All right, here we go. Mark 4, 21, 22. And this is in the Message translation. Jesus went on, "Does anyone bring a lamp home and put it under a bucket or beneath the bed? Don't you put it up on a table or on the mantle? We're not keeping secrets, we're telling them. We're not hiding things, we're bringing them out into the open."
Yes. So you guys, what good would that lamp have done in her house or any of the lamps in your home if it was underneath a bed or under a bucket? It would not be performing its function, right? What it was meant to do. So I want you to remember that. Now let's go to Matthew chapter 5, and I'm going to read verses 13 through 16. And it says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men." Now pay attention to these next couple of verses because it goes right with Mark 4. So starting in verse 14, it says, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." Robin, what thoughts do you have on this?
Oh my, this is so beautiful. It reminds me when we take some of our traveling journeys, especially down in the southern Oklahoma. It is so mountainous, and don't ask me to pronounce it. It's like the Ocherita mountains down there. But you can look on the very top, even in the pitch dark, where these beautiful homes are built, and they have lamps. They have lights. And you can see them. As we traveled sometimes through those places, you can see on stores and things that have lights, and it says, "We are your safe place." In other words, you can run to that light, to that safe place, and get help there. And so as we let that light shine out of our life, the light is the glory of God. We have to be seasoned with all, like we studied the last couple weeks, the fruits of the Spirit, of love, joy, peace, goodness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, long-suffering, and faith, and let that lamp just shine out into this dark world.
Truly, Robin, you are so right about that. And you guys, look, in this verse, If you're looking at your Bible, whether it's on your phone, in an app, or in your actual tangible Bible, these letters here are red. So that means Jesus is saying this. And he's saying this to his followers. You are the light of the world, right? You don't put a light under a basket. It's to be sitting out so that it shines before people, bringing light to the world. And I also want to point out here the verses in verse 13 where it says you're the salt of the earth. We all know that we season food with salt, right? But what else was salt used for? Well, I can tell you. So salt is also used in fertilizer, and they would use that all across the land to fertilize the land. They would also use it for purification and preservation. Think of it like that.
Yeah.
You're the light of the world. You're the salt. So when you speak, you're bringing purification and preservation, helping pointing people to Christ to preserve them, right? To help point them away from, what did we say yesterday? I believe it was the day before, destruction, right? You help point them to Christ. And that's so important. Back in Mark 4, where it says in verse 22, we're not keeping secrets, we're telling them. We're not hiding things, we're bringing them out into the open. That is what your salt and your light does. We don't keep Jesus to ourselves. We tell the world about Jesus.
Yes.
So I'd like to also look at Colossians 3. And Robin, when you get a chance, could you read Colossians 3, verses 23 and 24?
All right. I'll be glad to. Colossians 3, 23, 24. Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. Remember that the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward, and that the master you are serving is Christ.
Amen. Let's read this verse backwards. Let's start from the back end of it, you guys. First of all, Jesus Christ is our master. This is who we're serving. And then he says, work willingly at whatever we do, as though we're working for the Lord rather than for people, because that's what we're doing, right? Since Jesus is our master, we work for him, we serve him. And, you know, I know some of us, a lot of us have our 9-to-5 kind of jobs. We go into the office and we work, but the Lord is with you. You're working for him. Ultimately, your paycheck, the people that are around you, they're all around you because of Jesus. And so those are perfect places where you can allow your light to shine and point people to Christ. Robin, do you have any examples of that for us?
Well, especially being in the ministry most of my life since a child, I have learned a lot about doing this, that, working, showing the grace and the divine favor that the Lord gives you rather than doing it for people, because you end up usually getting hurt or offended. And so if you do everything as unto the Lord, not expecting people to give you gratitude or compliments or, you know, becoming your friend or whatever, if you do it mm-hmm. unto the Lord, God blesses you even here abundantly and then for eternity.
Yes. Yes. And you guys, that is why the Lord says that you're the light of the earth. He, working through you, you can point people to Christ. And as you do so, as we talked about the fruits of the Holy Spirit, as those become more evident in your life, people begin to notice a difference in you. Some people might even say that you're glowing, right? Have you ever heard that, Robin, that you're glowing?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe that that is the Lord that they're seeing in you, especially as you spend time with the Lord, just like, you know, Moses did, and his face was glowing when he came down from the mountain after spending time with yes. the Lord. I believe the same is true for us as well. So I just want to encourage you guys, remember that no matter what's going on in your life, no matter the circumstances or the people that is in your realm of influence, you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. You're the one, even though it may not feel like it right away, you're the one that can change the environment around you, bringing Christ into all things. Robin, what thoughts do you have?
Well, also the Lord gave me today as I was studying what you were going to share is John chapter 8, verse 12. And it says, "Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, that shall have the light of life." The light of life is God's life, the Zoe life. You won't ever burn out. People sometimes say, oh, I'm so burnt out, I need to take a, what do they call it? When they do a vacation, I forget. Anyway, they have to hide themselves, yeah, away from their ministry, their calling. You know, if we let that light, that soothing, I love to lay on a blanket in the light and the sun and just let it warm you. Jesus gave us his rest. Come unto him who are weary and heavy laden. He gives us rest. He gives us this light. The word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light mm-hmm. unto our path, as Psalms 119 says. And so follow after Jesus. Let him be the leader, and you are the light of life for his glory and praise.
Glory to God. That is so perfect. Mm-hmm. You guys, whatever you're walking through today, put your head up. Pick your head up. Put your shoulders back. Stand straight up. And remember that Christ is leading you. Remember, even if you may not behave right, Christ is always right. And he's leading you and guiding you in all things. And that he can use you in any kind of moment. And ask him for opportunities to share his love and his light with others.
Yes.
I want to challenge you guys to do that, to ask him for more opportunities to do so. So I'm going to go ahead
plan.
And close this out. Yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm. Go for it.
Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you that you are perfect in all your ways. I thank you that you give us everything we need. You equip us in every way to do every good work that you've called us to do. Father, as we go about our day and the rest of our week, Lord, give us all opportunities to serve you. Give us ways, even creative ways, Father, to preach your word, to teach it, even if it's just giving a hug to someone, a smile, a handshake. Maybe it's being there for them in a time of need, Father. Help us. Make us aware of the needs of those around us. And Lord, may we be bold to speak the truth in love. And may we be flavored with the salt that you've given us, that it wouldn't be, that it wouldn't have lost its flavor, Father, but it would be a salt that would preserve, that would season those people around us. And may your light shine through us, Father, that those other people around us can come to us knowing, Lord, that your character is going to be met with them that day. We pray this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, glory to God.
Oh, Lord, you're my shepherd. Come make me lie in fields of green.